Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
If you can think of the worst, the dumbest idea for something new in Chicago, what would it be? I think it would be another place to get drunk after a Cubs game. A big beer garden attached to Wrigley Field. Which is what the Cubs are doing, building a beer garden at Wrigley. If you wonder why, picture this. The bottom of the ninth, Cubs losing 3-0 with bases loaded and two outs. Last hope is Chris Bryant. And boom, to Waveland Avenue. A grand slam. Cubs win, Cubs win. Let's have a beer. Except there is no beer. In accord with Major League Baseball policy, beer sales inside Wrigley stop after the seventh inning. So the owner of the Cubs, Tom Ricketts, is building a plaza, he calls it, outside Wrigley for selling beer to thousands of Cub fans at the end of a game until 10 or 11 o'clock at night, selling them all the beer and wine they can drink. A family plaza. With a skating rink and movies and, on game days, all the whiskey, gin, vodka, and scotch they can drink. For many reasons, like noise, traffic, fights, peeing on their lawns, the neighbors are afraid of and against a plaza. Mr. Ricketts says that because he is spending $750 million of his own dollars to renovate Wrigley for the good of Chicago, he's entitled to build a beer garden, or a plaza, or a whatever you call it, Mr. Ricketts. For the good of Chicago, stop building it, or at least promise not to soak it in alcohol. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.